Welcome back to the show. This is What's Working Now. I am your host, Katie Richardson. Today, we have an amazing special guest, maybe the most special guest I've ever had before. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's talented. She's creative. And she's 10. It's my daughter, Liberty Richardson. Liberty, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Let's have some fun.
Okay. Let's have some fun. So, Liberty, we've got an audience who listens to this show. And what something that I have noticed is people are very curious about you and the life that you live in Puerto Rico, homeschooling, riding horses, spearfishing with your brothers. So today, I want to talk about some of those things, what it's like to be in the fourth grade but homeschool, and maybe some of your favorite things about life in Puerto Rico. Does that sound good? Okay, cool. So let's start with horseback riding. What's the name of your horse?
Her name's Morena.
And something people might be surprised to know about horseback riding is you don't just show up and ride the horse. What is it you have to do before you even start your lesson?
Sometimes you have to groom the horse and pick its hooves and tack it up, which can be hard sometimes.
And tacking it up means putting on
the saddle and saddle pads and reins and stuff.
Yeah. And people might be surprised to hear that you pick the hooves of this massive horse. What's the trick to picking the hooves?
There's three things that you can do. Is you can kind of push against their shoulder while you're trying to pick up the hoof. And if that doesn't work, then you can cluck while also pushing with your shoulder. And that might work, but if that doesn't, then you can like pinch their the back of their leg, and then sometimes they'll pick it up. That's what I do, and it works.
Okay. And then you hop onto your horse and you go into the arena and you do a jumping lesson. Now, you do English style. How is that different than maybe like Western style?
Well, there's no horn, which is different because the horn is for what's it called?
Cowboys?
Cowboys, yeah. Herding the cows, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Not herding. Hurting. Herding. Not herding.
Okay, so you jump your horse, which like I can't even imagine that, honestly, Liberty. I've never done it before. I watch you twice a week. What does that feel like to be on top of a horse that's literally jumping over a piece of wood, whatever the jump is called?
A hurdle. It's when I first started, it was scary, but then like I started jumping like a vertical, which is just like a straight jump. And then I started doing combinations, and my instructor told me that you have to like lead the horse to the jump and then you have to go with the horse.
Okay. So your job is to lead the horse to the jump. And what does she say? She said, says lead your horse to the jump and she'll do the jumping.
Yeah.
Now what happens if you're not feeling confident as you lead the horse to the jump? What does the horse do?
It can like kind of feel that you're not confident, and the horse will not be confident as much.
But like, what does she do?
Normally, she'll make a refusal, which is not jumping, and she'll like go to the side, and I fall off sometimes then.
You did have a little bit of a spill recently. So one of the things that I noticed when you were in public school, when we lived on the mainland, was you were a natural leader. So in the classroom, everybody knew Liberty. Everybody wanted to play with Liberty and sit at her table. And now you don't have that because you homeschool. So one of the cool things about horseback riding and jumping a horse is that it requires you to continue to develop that part of yourself that's a leader, right? So who's in charge when you're riding a horse?
You're in charge, because if the horse isn't like thinks it's in charge, Bill like cut corners or like make refusals, sometimes even kick or buck. So
you have to make sure that horse knows that you're in charge. How do you do that?
My horse that I ride, she likes like tension on the reins. You have to always pull back, but some horses, they like want a really loose rein. So my horse like likes contact. So that's one way. And then there's something called keeping the horse in a frame. And it's you pull on the reins, but you use your legs and they lower their head. And if they lower your head, you give them like their more rein. And then that like makes them like more powerful when they jump or walk or trot.
That is so cool. I love coming to the farm with you and watching you groom your horse and jumping your horse during sunset. It's always a really beautiful time. But there's other animals at the farm too. And so that's kind of fun too. Tell them what other animals are at the farm.
There's peacocks. There's a zebra. There's like four bulls. There's ducks, there's geese, and there's chickens, and there's goats and bunnies.
And sometimes there's maybe a wild animal in the middle of your arena.
What else is there?
There's sometimes iguanas that like to eat the mangoes.
Yeah,
sometimes your horse has to dodge iguanas in the arena.
Yes, lots of guinea hens.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. So horseback riding, you know, 1 out of 10, what would you say horseback riding is?
100.
It's 100 out of 10.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, Liberty's a big fan of horseback riding and does it twice a week. So when you're not horseback riding, you also like to go do an adventure with one of your brothers. Tell everybody how many brothers you have.
I'm 3 and I'm the youngest out of all 3. I mean, there's 3. I'm 3.
So you have 3 brothers, and I'd say there's like 1 or 2 activities you like to do with each of them. So what is it you and Sterling like to do together?
Me and
Sterling's 15, by the way.
Yes. We like to play Nintendo with each other.
It's the best way to get you two to get along. So Sterling's 15. What would you say you and Truman like to do together?
Me and Truman like to go to Dorado and hang out with our friends.
Yeah. And then what's something you and Walker, and Walker's 19, what is it something you and Walker do together?
We sometimes spearfish or like go to the beach and like play.
Yeah.
Okay, so spearfishing. That's fascinating. And most people listening probably have never gone spearfishing. So explain it to me as if I've never gone spearfishing before.
Okay. Well, of course you go into the ocean, you like jump off of rocks and
like what gear are you wearing?
Like what are they called? Flippers and snorkels and a spear gun, which is like almost a giant crossbow.
Yeah.
/ gun.
And who's carrying the gun?
Walker carries the gun, and he'll go down to the rocks, and he'll like grab the rocks underwater, and sometimes he'll like throw up sand or like hit 2 rocks together or make like noises with his mouth, and then that'll like bring the fish closer because they're just like, oh, what's that? And then he'll sometimes spearfish the fish.
Yeah.
And then there was this one time when me, you, and Walker went out to like a spot that had a lot of fish. It was almost like a house. It was like there was like almost a roof, but it was like flat, and there's like walls and like almost like a walk-in spot. But there was a ton of fish there, and Walker caught a lionfish. And then with the lionfish on the line, he caught 2 lobsters at the same time.
So in 2 shots, he got a lionfish and 2 lobsters. It's a pretty good day.
And the And the lionfish was alive still. So.
Okay. And then you guys brought those home and prepped them. How is it you guys like to prep them?
We like to make pokey out of them, which is with true lime, rice, mangoes, and cilantro. It's really good.
Yeah. Quick question for you. What would happen in your business and life if you could show up powerfully? As a coach to high-performing entrepreneurs, I help intelligent people like you do just that. And if you want to be inspired by people who are getting more done in 90 days than most people do all year, I'm going to invite you to go check out my case studies. The website is now.katierichardson.com/case-study. And the cool thing is we've got so many case studies there. You can find an entrepreneur who's just like you. I've also got a link for you down in the show notes. Okay, back to the show.
For those of you who don't know what true lime is, it's crystallized lime juice in like little packets. And it's great for us because food perishes very quickly on this island. And I like lemonade and lime and lots of things. So true lime, we're big fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're done spearfishing, what else do you and the boys like to go do? How do you usually drive to the beach?
We have a golf cart that we drive to the beach, and then we jump off into the water and spearfish.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell everybody what the beach club is.
The beach club is like a public pool with like slides, a hot tub, and of course the beach and a big pool. And like you can get food there. There's a splash pad, two water slides.
Yeah.
And there's also a restaurant there. What do you like to get at the restaurant?
Truffle fries are actually really good here.
Truffle fries. What does your mom like to get?
Pina coladas, yeah. Which she never asks us if we want.
Hey, you know, not everybody needs all the desserts. And I'm drinking a virgin pina colada. You might not know this, Liberty, but usually pina coladas have alcohol in them. But I don't drink alcohol. So I just have the pineapple coconut juice. Yeah. So what are some interesting things about living in Puerto Rico that maybe you didn't expect when we first moved here?
It's very humid, like during the summertime or October. And there's hurricanes like once a year. There was one like 6 years ago. It's called the 100 hurricane.
Yeah, 100-year
hurricane. And it's like a giant hurricane. This one was called Maria, and it like destroyed the whole island practically.
That was before we were here, but yes.
Yeah. But yeah. There was one when we were here. What was it called? Fiona, yeah.
Yep.
It's called Fiona, and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
We were only without power for like a week. And we actually have a generator, so we were never without power. So one of the things that we haven't talked about yet is homeschool. And I know a lot of people listening to us right now are curious about homeschool. Maybe they've thought about it. Maybe they're doing it. And I have a lot of clients who want to know a lot about homeschool, what my kids think about it, what kinds of programs they're doing. So first of all, do you like homeschool?
Yeah, it's fun. I have a tutor who comes, but they're in Montana right now. So they're coming back on Saturday, though.
Yes.
Jerry Norton, you might know him.
Yes, our neighbor Jerry Norton, his daughter comes over, his 15, 16-year-old daughter comes over and is Liberty's tutor. And it's great because they homeschool too. And so she's home during the day and she comes over and sits with Liberty and helps her go through her schoolwork. Now, you've done two different programs in homeschool. What was the first program that you did?
The first one was called Ron Paul, and they have like pre-recorded videos, and there was science, literature, reading, and math. And then they would have you like print some sheets out, and like for literature, you would have to like write something, and for math, you would have to write out the math equations. Science, you'd like do experiments. And they're really cool. So,
Yeah. So you did Ron Paul Academy, I think, for like 2 years. And right now you're doing something called?
The Good and Beautiful, which is, you can do pods, but I don't do pods. There's like books of math, science, but I don't have science. I only have math and writing. But I read Selah's Painted Dream, a really good book.
About horseback riding. And it's Liberty's favorite. Selah's Painted Dream. Yeah, that's really great. So the good thing about homeschool is sometimes we'll be out and about in our golf cart and she's like, how come the golf cart path is so busy right now? And it will be like 4 o'clock. We're on our way to your horse lessons. I'm like, oh, the kids are just getting out of school. And you're always like, what? They've been in school this whole time? So does that surprise you how long public school is?
Yeah, it's like 7 or 8 hours here, which is really long.
Yeah.
It starts at like 7:30 and ends at like 4, so it's a long time.
Yeah, it's really long. Now, one of your favorite things to do, of course, is beach and horseback riding and swimming, but there's something that you like to do in our backyard on our trampoline. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
I kind of taught myself how to do front handsprings, and those are really fun to do.
Yeah.
And I finally could land them. It was funny. Like, when I first landed it, I was in my swimsuit, and my dad was out there, and it like started to get windy, and I was like, this is it. And I did it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I landed it.
Yeah, you taught yourself a front handspring. And I have to say, as somebody who grew up being a gymnast, front handsprings are hard because it's a blind land. So they're actually quite tricky. There's also another thing that you like to do on the trampoline, especially when your friends are over.
Yeah, we get some dish soap out, and we put water and soap on the trampoline, and then it's like really bubbly with dish soap. And we're in our swimsuits, and it's really fun and slippery.
Okay, now I want you to tell everybody about your birthday this year, because you got an extra special present this year. When we moved to Puerto Rico, we had to leave somebody behind. Who was that?
His name was Higgins from Magnum PI.
But who is
his? He Higgins is a Aussie doodle. He did have a lot of accidents whenever he came out of here. Yeah.
So we had to find a new home for our dog when we moved here. Yes. And you had waited years for a dog. And like anytime Amazon would drop a box on the doorstep, you would jump up and down and say, maybe it's a puppy, for years. And so for your birthday this year, we did a little treasure hunt around the house. And what was at the end of the treasure hunt?
There was a little crate with wrapping and glitter with wrapping paper around it. And I unzipped it, and there was a little puppy named Wilson.
Now tell them what Wilson looks like.
He actually is like a mutt. The owner didn't tell us the actual breed. They thought it was Chihuahua, Chihuahua Beagle Rat Terrier, but he's part Chihuahua and he's part Wiener Dog, part Dash Hound.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
He's a cute little Puerto Rican street dog, and it turns out they're very well behaved and easy to train. Yeah. So, what are some of your favorite things about having a dog again?
He will like sit down on my lap while I do school sometimes. And he still bites, which he's learning how not to do.
Yeah,
he's fun to play around outside and bring to the dog park.
That's right. You took him to the dog park, and he like very quickly he was learning tricks. I was really impressed, Liberty.
There was a pole that like you can like set up to different heights, and we put it to the first hole. But first we started on the ground. He would jump over that. And then we went to the bottom hole and he jumped over it and he stood on his hind legs for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, front legs.
Yeah.
He was like, wee.
Liberty, this has been amazing. You know, you're an exceptional 10-year-old, and you have had the opportunity to watch your mom work over the years, and you've always been so encouraging. So I wanted to thank you for that. And I loved getting to share you with the audience and talk about horseback riding. Is there anything else that you want to share before we close today?
I think the listeners should book a flight to Puerto Rico and try some of those things out.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's awesome. Okay, really quick, let's do a few rapid fire questions. Favorite color?
Light blue.
Favorite food?
Orange chicken.
Favorite drink?
Water.
Me too. I love water. Favorite beach?
Pisco Beach.
And horse jumping or gymnastics?
Horse riding.
Yeah, I figured. And when you can get old enough to drive a car, what kind of car do you want to drive?
I want a Jeep, a navy blue Jeep.
Navy blue. That's pretty.
Okay. Liberty Faith Richardson, this has been amazing. Thanks for coming on the show. And for everybody who's listening, this is What's Working Now.